shaila which has a interesting relevance in Lamdus and Halacha Maisa. We know that through the calendar, of course, of the year, the Shalosh Regalim, we observe in Chutz La'aretz a second day of Yontif because of the Sfeika Dioma that we'll say, a holdover from the old days when they were Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah and they couldn't always get the word out to the outlying communities and even outside of Eretz Yisrael to inform them when exactly Rosh Chodesh had been declared. And as a result, we maintain Minag of Aseinu V'Yodeinu and observe a second day of Yontif out of doubt. So the question is, what about Sfiras HaOmer? Right? If we are unsure, so to speak, Al Pi Halacha, and therefore we keep 2 days of Pesach, and we keep 2 days of Shavuos, so it would follow that everything in between sort of, you know, is left in the same question. Okay, and therefore, if it's the 10th day of the Omer, I should also count, not only is it the 10th day of Omer, but it might actually be the 9th day of the Omer. And on the 11th day, I should count that it's the 11th day of Omer, but it may actually be the 10th day of the Omer, because as long as we are potentially 1 day off, it would seem, in order to maintain consistency, for no other reason, that the count should be a double count. A double count, the Sfeika Dioma for Sfiras HaOmer. And yet, that is not the common practice. It is not the practice anywhere, as far as I know. So, one of the reasons that's given for this is a very interesting reason, but it's found in the Sefer Dvar Avram. Dvar Avram was written by Rav Avram Kahana Shapira, who was the last Rav of the town of Kovno. Kovno was a very significant Lithuanian city. Prior to the Dvar Avram, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, the namesake of YU, was the Rav there. He was one of the post Gehador. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik used to send his shaylos to Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. It was a big question that he felt he needed someone to weigh in on. The Dvar Avram, besides his significance in the Kovno ghetto, where he died, and as a great genius and the author of the Sefer Dvar Avram, he was also significant in the YU world because he wrote the letter that introduced Rav Soloveitchik to the American community. The Rav came in the mid-1930s, and he wrote a letter, you know, the equivalent of a smicha in those days. You know, he didn't necessarily have a smicha that was given by a formal institution or a smicha ordaining body. But you'd go to a Rebbe or a Rav who was well known, and he'd write you a letter that says, I interviewed him, and I discussed with him, and I'm well familiar with this individual, and you can trust him, you can hire him as your rabbi. So if the Dvar Avram wrote you a letter, and it wasn't just any letter, after, you know, glowing descriptions, it said about the Rav, Halacha kamoso b'chol makom. Halacha is like him in all situations. So that's a pretty good introduction to come to America with that in your pocket. So Dvar Avram has many places in the Hall of Fame, as it were. So Dvar Avram gives the following explanation. He quotes a Gemara in Bava Mitzi in the first parak. Talks about the following question. There's a mitzvah of Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema is different times over the course of the year. You get your herd into the pen, and you leave a little opening for them to pass through. You count them as they go through. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And when you get to the 10th, you make a little red stripe, and indicating that that animal is the 10th. Asiri HaKodesh, the 10th one, is holy, has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash and offered as a korban and eaten in Yerushalayim. Okay, so it's pretty straightforward. Give 10%, pretty much how it ends up. The Gemara says, what if you have a very labedic flock or herd or whatever it happens to be, and one of the little goats that you're counting jumps back into the pen? And now you're all mixed up, because I don't know which goat was the one that already went through the count. You don't have to count it twice, right? And which are the goats that haven't yet been counted? And now it's going to come through, and it's going to mess things up, and I'm not going to know which are the animals that are chai, which are the animals that are putter. So the Gemara says, in a situation like that, all bets are off. Everything's putter. Why? Because the pasuk says, Asiri, the 10th one, will be holy. Asiri vadai below Asiri suffix. That, the hei idea, the identifying factor that this is number 10, excludes or precludes any other count that isn't really accurate, because it may be the 9th, maybe the 11th. We're all mixed up once that extra animal, you know, goes back into the herd. So Asiri vadai below Asiri suffix. So Dvar Avram says we can extract from this Gemara not just a practical din in Meiser Behema, but conceptually what we're being told by this sugya is that a count that is indefinite, by its definition, is not really a count. We may have been able to intuit this on our own, right? Maybe even without that sugi, if you think about it, right? I can if I have a jar of pennies or I have a tzedakah box and I can estimate it and I can round it off, but unless I go one by one and I can tell you exactly how many pennies are in there, I can't tell you precisely how much money is in the pushka, right? So anytime that I am potentially off or I'm just giving an approximation, it's not really a count. Certainly, as that Gemara indicates, if I count the number 10, but it may actually be number 9, or maybe number 8 or 11, it's not a count. So the same should be applied when we talk about Sfiras HaOmer. If I say tonight is the 10th day of the Omer, but it might be the 9th day of the Omer, or today is the 20th day of the Omer, but it might actually be the 19th day of the Omer. By definition, I'm undermining my own count. You can't have a count which does not do you any good. A count is, this is number 1, this is number 2. I'm not sure how this works with the Jewish custom of not 1, not 2, not 3. That's how we count the minyan. But in any event, when the number is indefinite, it isn't really a number altogether. And he says, for that reason, we never instituted a Sfeika D'Yomer for Sfeira Sa'omer. Halachal Maisa. So I have over here the Sefer, Kobetz Halachos, which is a collection of psukim from Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. We'll learn in his Zuchos, he should have Refuah Shleima. So he was asked this question, and he responded that you should count. You should count a double count, unlike everything we just said so far. There are many who adopt that position of the Dvar Avram, that a double count is not really a count. But he, Shmuel, offered the following proof based on the Rishonim why we should accept such a count, right? If a person there, nowadays, you know, you get 10 emails every night to remind them to count Svira, it's very easy to find out what number you're up to. But, you know, the Gemara has a case where a person's walking through the desert and he doesn't know when Shabbos is. So it's entirely possible for a person to forget what day you're up to on Svira. If he has no one to ask, so what do you do? So he says you should count both what, you know, what you think it is and what it might have been otherwise. He says you shouldn't make a bracha, because if I make the bracha, I'll Svira Sa'omer, then I count a number which may be wrong. That would be a hefsek, even if the next number is correct. But he says he should still count twice. Where does he get this from? So the Rishonim deal with the same question. Why don't we have two counts? And the Balamor and the Ran give the following answer. They say, think about it like this. If we would count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way up to 49, right? We're going to do that next week. Next Tuesday night, we're going to count the 49th day of the Omer. Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night, we're going to count the 49th day of the Omer. And then Thursday night, we won't count anything at all because it'll be Shavuos. It'll be day 50 and we're done. We finished 49 counts. That's all you need to do. But what if at the end of davening, it's a really late davening, really late Maariv, right before everyone goes home, the rabbi says, well, wait a minute, let's count 49 again. So you've undermined the Kedusha of the Yontif itself. It's going to be Mezalzel in the Yontif if after we've declared it Shavuos, because we got to number 50, we say, but it might actually be 49. Meaning it's more than just undermining the count. Now we're undermining Shavuos. And there are many institutions that are meant to protect, to avoid Zilzul Yontif. And they say for that reason, we don't count an extra day, because when we get up to 50, we'll be flying in the face of the Shavuos that has just arrived. So Shmuel is Madaik, if that's the case, if that's the pshat in why we don't count the double count, it would imply that any other double count is still feasible and could still be understood as designating a day based on a suffix, giving it two numbers, doesn't undermine the viability of the count. It would only undermine the viability of declaring Shavuos when you get to the end of all 7 weeks.